Proposition 4 is the Home Heating Reclamation Act. It takes control of regulating polluting wood and coal stoves away from the borough. It dismantles several pieces of borough code that direct pollution monitoring, a wood stove changeout program, and helping citizens upgrade their technology. The special meeting last evening was supposed to update the assembly with how the code would change and review what the assembly should do if anyone wanted to bring a lawsuit challenging the ordinance, which the borough would then defend as the will of the voters. When the agenda for the special meeting was published, citizens became alarmed and worried the assembly was considering litigation, trying to overturn the will of the voters.
There was a ballot initiative. It was voted on. All the rules were followed. The people voted. And then the borough assembly said they're going to get around them.
Joel Baldwin spoke for many about this worry, which frustrated Assemblymember Christopher Quist.
You said that the assembly was trying to go around these propositions. Are you aware that there's been no such attempt?
The people here think that there is because we've been told that the assembly, or at least the mayor, is getting advice on how to overturn the ballot initiatives. That's why everybody's sitting here tonight. Yeah.
The short agenda published a few days before the special meeting included the words, discussion regarding possible legal challenges to and implementation of Proposition 3 and Proposition 4. Earlier in the week, Borough Mayor Carl Castle began receiving email and phone calls about why the assembly would challenge the propositions. He says he posted an announcement on the borough website about what the meeting was actually for.
I have responded to probably 50, 60 emails in the past couple days with what my opinion is, and I put it in writing and sent it to them, and they were surprised and thanked me for correcting them. So I don't know where the rumors start, but let's not misrepresent things and tear our community apart.
Borough Attorney Jill Dolan was not able to give her report until all the public comment was over. She reviewed several ways people might challenge either law.
There are groups that could bring litigation and that have recently. A group that represents Citizens for Clean Air, which is the same group that had contacted me during the certification process. Like I said, I haven't been contacted by anyone to say they're going to file suit on this initiative.
The special meeting started at 5 p.m., was suspended at 6 p.m. for the regular assembly meeting, then did not finish until after midnight. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.